From Main Street to Your Street, the HRpreneur podcast is centered around helping small businesses like yours gain the knowledge you need, from HR, payroll, and hiring, to time, taxes, benefits, and insurance. Today's episode is a special segment HRpreneur is bringing to you to explore banking and finance. Specifically, we'll dive into how small business owners can benefit from a cohesive relationship with their bank, what that can entail, and how they can help you. I'll be turning the episode over to my colleague, Max Perlstein, here at ADP, who serves as Division Vice President for the Accountant and Banking Channel. Welcome, Max, and enjoy.
Thank you so much. Really excited to be here today with some special guests that we'll be introducing you to in a minute. Joined today by Mark Linder, Growth and Strategy Director, and Ryan Olson, Business Execution Senior Manager at Wells Fargo Bank. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out to talk to us. And we have a lot of interested parties dialed in today. Welcome to the show. Before we jump into the content and get started, can you both tell us a little bit about your background?
First of all, Max, thanks for having us here today. As Max mentioned, my name is Mark Linder. I've been in the financial industry for over 18 years. Started off actually in the hospitality industry. Then I moved into banking, as I mentioned, over 18 years ago with Walk Covey as a licensed banker in Savannah, Georgia. Then I moved back to my home state of Iowa, where I became a licensed banker and moved through the branch network as a branch manager, district manager, small business leader, which takes me to my current role as a small business growth and strategy director here at Wells Fargo.
Awesome. And Max, thanks for having us. I'm Ryan Olson, and I've been with Wells Fargo for 18 years. And I started as a personal banker as soon as I graduated from the University of Minnesota in Duluth. And during my tenure with Wells Fargo, I've been very similar to Mark in a lot of different roles. I've been a service manager, branch manager, small business lending market growth and development consultant, a small business leader, and small business director, which also leads me to my current role as the small business branch activation leader on our small business growth and execution team.
Wow, I think between the two of you, that's quite the resume and a ton of years of experience for us all to learn a ton about your industry. So let's jump into some of the questions. We'll start with a 50,000-foot overview. Mark, what are some factors for a client to select the perfect bank?
Yeah, great question, Max. There's a handful of key areas. You know, overall, small business owners are looking for a bank easy to do business with and provide great customer experience. Those are key foundational things. Then they're seeking for that sound advice and guidance to help them through every stage of their business. You know, some of these factors include availability of product services to make and receive payments efficiently, and also availability and access to lending and credit to help them grow is important. You know, finally, technology does play a big part in these decisions. Small business owners need options to how and when they conduct their banking, whether it's in person or online, and really to meet that customer where they want and how they want a bank is really important for small business owners.
Yeah, it sounds like a couple of key things for a client to think about: what's most important to them, and then does that institution offer that? That's great. Thanks for that, Mark. Ryan, let's drill down a little bit. What about types of banking accounts? What's the importance of having a small business banking account?
Yeah, it's a question we get asked a lot. And really simply put, it's this: you know, separating your business bank account from your personal bank account really does a couple things. First, it makes it really easy to keep those business and personal finances separate and clear. But really, most importantly, when it comes down to it, it will simplify your business accounting. So it's very simple to track revenue and expenses, especially towards the end of the year, as we all know, that's an important time.
It's great advice. I feel like if you have it all mixed up, it could get pretty dicey to keep track of it all. Mark, what more can you tell us about how small business owners can create, maintain, and enhance their banking relationship?
Yeah, Max, as if you think about the customer with their business banking account, getting connected with that banker, whether it be an in-person visit or a virtual connection, really schedule that time to update your banker periodically on the business plan, about managing the business, pain points that the business is having that the banker could help solve for? And really, where does that business want to go in the future? This will really allow that relationship between small business owner and small business banker to be able to provide that advice and guidance to help along the way. They also will, as they're understanding the business and understanding some of those pain points, be able to provide products and services that create efficiencies in the business, including getting access to credit, loans for equipment, expansion, assistance, and commercial real estate financing as well.
Sounds like a lot of a good relationship in any part of life or business is communication. So it sounds like you're drilling that home. Thanks, Mark. Let's stay with you and double click once more. How does a small business banker specifically aid the growth of their small business client?
Yeah, one of the things where a small business banker can be the most impactful is really helping that business improving cash flow. You know, they'll assess the business owner's need to better understand the business, offer that advice and guidance to improve the way the business makes and receives payments. You know, a small business banker can prepare you for what you may be needed for applying for a business loan or options available to them when a loan is declined, like means to connect to a CDFI. Small business bankers also are excellent centers of influence for connections to local CPAs, technical assistants, and small business mentor programs, really being there for our customers and meeting their needs.
It's awesome. Great insight into what it takes for a great partnership between a bank, the banker, and the client. That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about what's in demand to small businesses. Ryan, can you talk to us a little bit about products and services that are really most in demand today? And is there any room for growth in that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. One of the things I love about working with small businesses is that business owners' needs continue to evolve. You know, they may begin with a simple operating account to handle their business expenses, those day-to-day type transactions. They might start by utilizing some merchant services to accept credit card payments. They'll use a payroll service, for example, to human capital management. Then we start to think about those credit options that are out there, a business credit card that's going to help them with some of those short-term purchases. And then we have a business line of credit for short-term working capital. And then we have term lending, right, for equipment and real estate financing. So you can see that as the complexity of a business grows, their banking needs grow with that as well. They may start utilizing more complex products like a treasury management services or even more complex credit needs. And so, you know, there's always room for growth, and banks are ready to help support their customers along the way with whatever step of that journey they're in.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Ryan. Mark, let's come back to you. As the man who leads growth and strategy in the small business world at the bank, here's a topic that's front of mind for everyone today. Tell us a bit about your thoughts on a digital-first experience for small business clients at the bank.
Yeah, Max, when we look at this, you know, banks really help educate small business owners and the resources available to support that digital transformation. As we've learned over the past several years by necessity on how important that digital first experience is, to really reimagine things such as payment acceptance capabilities, as well as how are they paid and manage their employees. Banks have been able to provide them with resources and services to help them. We work with our small business owners to better understand the needs to offer connections to products, services, to aid in their evolution of their business. We also offer customers digital education resources to learn more about topics of start, manage, and grow their business. These are really important to small business owners to have those resources. So what we're trying to do is constantly improve our user experience, ensuring they stay ahead of the latest trends in technology, ultimately creating options for the small business to be able to bank based on how it's most convenient for them, and really offering that to them, and really, as I said before, meeting that customer where they're at.
That's awesome. I think that's so important. And from what I hear, small business owners always want to advance their tech and be met where they want to be met. It's just so hard for them to find that without having the right consultants and advisors on their side, like a banker. Ryan, back to you. We're going to shift gears for a minute. Why are small businesses so important to banking industry?
Yeah, they are important to the banking industry, but I think they're more important because of the communities that they're part of. We know that small businesses are really the heartbeat of our communities. They pump life into our neighborhoods. They create vibrant places to live. They raise their families in the same places we raise our families. And they're crucial to sustaining millions of local jobs. We enjoy and welcome the opportunity to work with small businesses and have a large, passionate organization really dedicated to serving all the financial needs of any small business that's out there. No business or loan is too small, and banks welcome opportunities of all sizes. So I would just end with saying we can't live without small businesses, and that's why when we interact with small business owners, we have dedicated, passionate folks to help them out.
Love to hear that. I know we all enjoy the small businesses in our neighborhoods, and I couldn't agree more that they pump life into those neighborhoods. So that was some great advice and great insight. Well, I'm sad to say it, but this brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much, Mark and Ryan, for joining us and sharing your insights and expertise on this important topic. Thanks, everybody.
Presented by ADP, HRpreneur focuses on the entrepreneurs and business drivers who are shaping the growth of their companies and positively impacting the lives of their employees. With each episode, we'll bring the experts to you, answer your questions, and help you think beyond today so you can discover more success tomorrow. As always, thanks for listening to HRpreneur. Be well, and we hope you'll join us again soon.